Wait, listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your free credit score and report. A nice condo could make you irresistible.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get the score.
It's the Jack Shack Attack. Radio not for the faint of heart.
The Jackster's in, and I am... You can tell those sensors to off a flying...
Radio may never be clean, but with Hoover, your floors can be. Hoover Floor Mate cleans all your hard floors. Hoover Wind Tunnel 2 Upright vacuums your carpets. Buy them together and get up to a $100 mail-in rebate. So use Hoover and keep it clean. Offer varies. See Hoover.com and participating dealers for details. Expires 1707.
Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146 presents... Lynn Samuels.
The tambourine and maracas playing come alive. If your heart is breaking, you can turn that station up real high and by and by. Just give me that back beat. Take me right from the radio to life. Play it high and loud across the midnight sky. Everything's gonna be alright. If my heart wants true delight. Play it loud and live it up in this crazy night. The music is making its way down the avenue. Up the stairs and around the corner too. The cars are passing with their radios blasting left and right. They're bound for places far and wide, and they cut the night right out of sight. Just give me that backbeat. Things feel right when the rain. Play it high and loud across the midnight sky. Everything's gonna be alright. It's my heart's one true delight. Play it loud and live it up in this crazy night. Girls in their teens, if they're bashful, they despise. But when they hear the beat of the rock and roll, they go wild. Feel right when the radio's loud. Play it high. Loud across the midnight sky. Everything's gonna be alright. It's my heart, one true delight. Play it loud and light it up this crazy night. Things feel right when the radio's alive. Play it high. Things feel right when the radio's alive. Play it high and loud across the midnight sky. Things feel right when the radio's alive. Play it loud and loud and up in this crazy night. Feel right from the radio's alive. Play it high and loud across the midnight.
is that over?
No. I'm not listening. Oh, Jesus. There's so much news. All you have to do is, like, turn your computer on over the weekend. But, of course, there's God. I nearly killed somebody, a sales clerk at Macy's, yesterday. This is unbelievable to me. This really... What? What? What's getting blocked from Instant Messenger? Why is it saying, do you want to keep blocking this program? No, I don't. I didn't block it. Anyway, I go into Macy's yesterday. And what was I looking for? Oh, well, I was looking to see if they had a little sports sack bag on sale in my style that I like, in a design that I like, but they didn't. The little sports sack store didn't even have one. I feel it's time to buy another little sports sack. But you have to get a style that makes you go, wow. See, now I'm up to, it's got to make me go, wow. You know, and it would be better at Macy's on set, but nobody had any. And then I said, you know something? I need a vacuum cleaner. Now I'm on my vacuum cleaner binge. Because my beautiful Shark vacuum cleaner, I guess you're not supposed to carry it around by the telescoping handle. Because after a few years, the handle kind of just falls off. It just telescopes right on. I never thought of it. You know, as I was lugging it around by that handle all this time, but you probably shouldn't. You should find another way to lug it around. And they've improved the Shark vacuum cleaners and all of that. So I said, well, I know Macy's has them, so I'll go look. And I go and I look, and I find one... And I'm like, oh, it's heavy. And it's heavy, and it's heavy awkwardly. You know, like one side of it is really heavy, and the other side of the box isn't. I know, so I'm saying, oh, can I lug this home on the subway? Maybe I should just wait. And Target carries them, but they never have them. And, you know, my vacuum still sucks up the dirt. You know, the handle is just a little weird. And then I say, ah, screw it, I'll buy it. So I go to the cash register, where there's a guy at the cash register. There's a man just finishing up, and there's a woman in front of me. And the woman in front of me moves up to the cashier, and, you know, I take like one step forward. I'm saying, wow, fabulous. There's no line, really. And the woman in front of me says something to the cashier in Spanish. And he answers her in Spanish. And then he looks at me and he says to me, in Spanish, are you two together or are you separate? And she answers him in Spanish that we're not together. Then he looks at me and in Spanish tells me that the line, you know, I was making the line go to the right and, you know, the line is really supposed to be out to the... Well, who's exactly the wrong person to be speaking to them in Spanish? And I, you know, there are very few times that I say I wish I had made a bigger scene. But I do, you know why I didn't? I didn't, because it was very hot in there, and I was very warm. I looked at that man, and I said, how dare you speak to me in Spanish? I'm an American. This is America. Why are you talking to me in Spanish? And this was like, sometimes I really just get angry, but this was, like, I did this as loud as I possibly could, which is pretty loud. How dare this motherfucker talk to me. And now, look, if they want to cater to these sacks of shit who come to my country and won't learn to speak English by having bilingual, the fact is the sales clerk, the guy, spoke perfect English. With no accent, nothing. I mean, he was obviously, they like a nice bilingual person. And I'm sure, had I asked for the manager, which is what I really wanted to do. That's what I really wanted to do. Say, what gall. If someone walks up to you and speaks another language, and you want to answer them in another language, frankly, I'm against that too. But that's one thing. But just look at me and start talking to me in some other language? What is wrong with you? But it was about 10,000. It's been very warm the last couple of days in New York. And I think all their, sometimes they set the whole heating thing for the winter. Plus it was downstairs, and it was 50,000 degrees. It was just so hot. So I had spent all this time saying, can I lug this thing home? And I said, if you can't talk to me in English, I'm certainly not going to buy anything. I think I have, I'm always against people getting offended. I was offended. I find that really offensive. It's one thing, she walked up, she's speaking to him in Spanish. I mean, I frankly would outlaw the speaking of any language in public except English. I really would. But don't you fucking look at me and talk to me in Spanish? Jesus! You know what's going to happen? I said this. I don't know if I said this on the air. I said this to Garrett. There is going to come a day when they're not going to cater to us anymore. We're going to go into... The Gap already does this, I noticed. If you go into the Gap, and one of the stores, some of the store does it, Virgin Records, they say, are you paying cash? Well, then you can't go to these two registers. You know, they have cash registers now that if you're so retro as to actually want to hand them cash, which I do, because then nobody knows what you're buying. They don't put it on your list. It's not in your dossier what records you bought, what CDs you got. I know you can't go off the grid and you can't stop them from spying on everything you do. But I am very big on buying things for cash. Because then it throws your dossier off. Then they think they have a dossier, but they don't really. Because they don't know that you bought that little sports sack bag, or that you discovered that Uniqlo store, or, what CDs you bought. So I'm very big on paying cash. And the Gap and Virgin Records are very big on not all the cash registers will accept cash. So that annoys me, but you want a prediction? I guarantee you. Now, this may not happen all across the country, but it'll happen in New York. It'll certainly happen in Los Angeles, Dallas, Houston. Arizona won't let it happen because they just made English the official language of the state of Arizona. Yet another reason to move there. You're going to have cashiers that can't speak English. They're going to say, oh, you don't speak Spanish? You're going to have to wait for that one. You mark my words. The more these illegals take over this country, they're going to have to cater more to the Spanish-speaking people. And there are already in New York stores where I live that if you don't speak Spanish, you pretty much better not go in. But what I'm saying is chain stores, things like, McDonald's, The Gap, stores like that. You're going to have, you speak English? You're going to have to wait for that cashier over there. And, of course, in New York, they're going to use the excuse of they're doing it for the tourists. But that's going to be a lie. You just wait. You just wait. That is coming to a big city near you. This is serious left. Hard to believe, isn't it? All that mail and none of it for me? All that mail and none of it for me? Gee, and I know somebody sent me something. Ken sent me something. And it should be here. Now, pishy little magazine, who gives a fuck? I'm waiting for my package from Ken in Jacksonville. Oh, God, Ken, if you heard that, I hope you're not driving. I could have just made one of my most faithful listeners just drive right off a road. All right, so... you people that were here Friday, you know, I went to see Deja Vu Thursday, which I liked. But my top movie, I never do like the top 10, because I'll tell you the truth, I can never remember 10 movies. I don't think there's a year in my life that I can remember 10 memorable movies. The absolutely top number one movie all year to me was The Departed. And any of you people, you didn't see it, go see it. Just go see it. Oh, even that wasn't for me. And my number two movie was The Illusionist. So Deja Vu was good, you know, but it's not going to rock your world or change your life. But then Sunday, I had to go see that Darren Aronofsky movie. I just had to go see The Fountain. Now, The Fountain, I can't even describe this movie, but the big Hollywood story behind The Fountain is Darren Aronofsky, you know, he did Pi and Requiem for a Dream. And if you don't know those movies, go rent them. This was like his dream movie, The Fountain. And he cast Brad Pitt. He had such a hot reputation, Darren Aronofsky, that he was able to get Brad Pitt to sign on for The Fountain. He was able to get like $100 million budget. A guy who had made two movies, Pi, which cost $1.12. You know, it was one of those, oh, I maxed out all my relatives' credit cards kind of movies. So he signs Brad Pitt for The Fountain, and some hot female actress, too. Well, of course, Brad Pitt's Brad Pitt. You know, a sack of walking crap, if you ask me. Arrogant, nasty, and not even that good of an actor anymore. And getting old and thickening. So they're having meetings, and Darren, whose vision this is changing his vision to accommodate Mr. Ego. Mr. Pitt, you know, because you don't just hire Brad Pitt to make your movie, you know, because he's Brad Pitt, who's accomplished exactly what, I don't know. What has he? Nothing. And he's getting middle-aged, he's not aging well, nor will he. I don't know, in the whole conversations, they just were not getting along, it wasn't working out, you know. Everything Brad Pitt does is about Brad Pitt, and, you know, this is actually a talented person he's working with. So they're about to start shooting the movie, basically. And it's like, oh, here's a call from Brad Pitt's agent. He's gone, he's out, goodbye, fuck you. Darren Aronofsky. And all the money went with Brad Pitt. All the funding for The Fountain just left when Brad left. Because they were not funding a Darren Aronofsky movie. They were funding a Brad Pitt movie. Like that fabulous hit, Babel. And that one before it. What was that, Troy or something? You know, this guy can't make a movie that makes any money anymore. Wait, is anybody ever going to notice that? When was the last movie he had, Brad Pitt? Yeah, Ocean. Yeah, yeah, but those are allegedly ensemble movies. And of course, you can never tell personally. You go see those to see George Clooney, as far as I'm concerned. Who can tell whether they're going to see Matt Damon or Brad Pitt or George Clooney? You know, or, well, I don't know, whoever else is in them. I must say, I never saw two. I loved one, but I never, not enough to go see two. Okay, so there is poor Darren Aronofsky. He's no Brad Pitt and he has no money. So he goes on with his life. It took this guy 6 years to get this movie made. 6 years to make this movie, The Fountain. You know, including the Brad Pitt is in, Brad Pitt is out. We'll continue with the legend of Darren Aronofsky when we come back. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
Real Liberal Talk Radio. This is Sirius Left 146. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. After Alex Bennett, it's Courage and Conviction with Tom Hartman at noon East, 9 a.m. West. Lynn Samuels fires on all cylinders at 1 p.m. East, 10 a.m. West. And Big Eddie takes over at 3 p.m. East, noon West with the Ed Schultz Show. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Get a Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Go to letstalk.com/radio and join over 700,000 customers who found the smartest way to buy their new cell phones. Get a Razor cell phone free. Don't want a Razor? At letstalk.com/radio, you can compare prices on hundreds of phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. And customers actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. Is your plan ending? Now's your chance to make a better choice. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. letstalk.com/radio is the best way to get the absolute coolest deal possible. Right now, get a Razor with hands-free kit and 48-hour shipping all free. You can't get this pricing in stores. This is an exclusive online offer at letstalk.com/radio. New 2-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to letstalk.com/radio. That's letstalk.com/radio.
Alex Bennett. The Center for Constitutional Rights filing with German prosecutors a charge of war crimes against Donald Rumsfeld in torturing and so on at the Abu Ghraib prison to convict and go after people for war crimes no matter where they're committed in the world. That means that they can't ever go to Germany.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Tom Hartman, right after Alex Bennett and just before Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Okay, so, Darren Aronofsky, who is, well, he's not married to Rachel Weisz, but they live together and he's the father of her baby and everything. She caused the whole commotion last week. She apparently said, oh, please, when you're pregnant, you can have a glass of wine. You know, what is this? Oh, Jesus. Did the nanny, the police went after her. How dare she say that? No pregnant woman can ingest. What about in Europe, which is what she said, where people drink wine with their dinner? And everybody is not, but you know, this can't be true. I must say, I don't believe. If you have like one drink while you're pregnant, the baby can have fetal alcohol syndrome. I mean, how idiotic that is. But you know, so should Rachel Weisz said something, you know, rational. So they were all over her. Cause God forbid, you know. What is this with 166 children has autism? What the fuck is that? I have never seen, you sit and watch television, and you just see this entire society is just heading toward, you're going to come right out of the womb, they're going to hand you a prescription bottle of pills. What are the two new things? Everybody's autistic. You know, and then they make up the thing that's autism, but it isn't really autism. It's Asperger's syndrome. So they can make, like, every weird little quirk people have, make that a disease. It is not possible that one out of 166 people is autistic. It is just not, you know, within the realm of rational possibility. And what's that new disease, which I remember telling you about a year ago when the Seattle Times had that series on, you know, how your blood pressure is now supposed to be zero or something, or they need to give you a prescription. Peripheral artery disease. They're doing, this is really sneaky, this new ad. I'm telling you why the ads are the best thing to watch. PAD, peripheral artery disease. People over 50, if you have heavy legs, if your legs feel heavy, you may have PAD, peripheral artery disease, which could lead to, which could mean you're having a heart attack. So and it doesn't recommend a drug. It doesn't, it just says go to, they give you some stupid website. Tell your doctor that your legs feel heavy. And then if you look at the little writing on the bottom, right? Who's putting out that ad? Who runs, like, the peripheral artery disease website? Merck. So what they're doing, I can see what this plan they have is. First, we plant this disease in people's minds. And they said this a year ago in that Seattle Times series, you know, about how your cholesterol and blood pressure are now supposed to be zero. You know, where you need a pill. They're planting this peripheral artery disease in your mind. And then I have no idea how long you plant the disease prior to running the ads for the drug, since this is all being done in the first place by Merck. So you know there's a drug coming. Or they already have a drug that they're making up another reason to make more millions of people take their fucking drugs. Oh, God. All right, so back to Darren Aronofsky, who's too young to have PAD. So, him and Rachel Weisz have a baby. And he, for some reason, has always said he is never going to direct Rachel Weisz, his girlfriend, wife, whatever. No, it's probably a good idea. You know, you're romantically involved with somebody, you don't need to work with them. But of course, he now has nobody to be in his movie that is like his dream, this movie. You realize how tenacious a person is to spend 6 years getting one movie made? And they offered him to direct, I think, Batman Returns. And he didn't do it. Well, because allegedly that is when he was still going to be making the fancy Brad Pitt version of The Fountain. Well, I don't know how it happens, but he gets Hugh Jackman to be in the movie after Brad Pitt leaves, and he gets Rachel Weisz, because nobody wants any part of him except his girlfriend, apparently. And he gets the movie made for a mere, and in Hollywood this is nothing, $35 million. But you realize if the movie cost $150 million, that was probably a third of that was going to Brad Pitt anyway. You know, there's a downside to this. And the movie is turned down for the Cannes Film Festival. They won't run it in the Cannes Film Festival. So he takes it to the Venice Film Festival, where they show it, and the audience, about half the audience, boos the movie, The Fountain. They get up and boo at the end. Now, I gotta tell you, I don't even know what to say about this movie. The movie is so weird, and you've just like never seen a movie like this before. And isn't that what people are supposed to do? Experiment? Do something different? I can't even recommend that anybody go see it. It is so strange. It is totally hallucinogenic. It's very trippy and psychedelic. It spans about 3,000 years in time. Hugh Jackman is out of this world. He is so good. Because he plays three totally different characters. He plays the guy now whose wife is dying of the brain tumor, and he's the doctor, and he's trying to figure out a cure for her brain tumor. And then he plays a conquistador back in the Spanish Inquisition, Queen Isabella. And then he plays some guy like floating in a bubble 2,000 years in the future. But it's like all connected. And you sit there and you watch this movie and you go, oh, thank God somebody invented CGI. Finally, there's a reason that somebody invented this so this trippy guy can make all these trippy pictures for us to look at. It's just fabulous to look at. It really is. It's gorgeous. It's one of the most gorgeous movies I ever saw in my life. But you don't, I thought I was going to be crying because, you know, Rachel Weisz is dying of this brain tumor and everything, but the visionariness of it gets in the way of the characters, for me anyway. So if you want to see something like really strange, I would definitely recommend it, but I must tell you, do not leave until it's over. But I could see leaving. Believe me, there were points where I'm saying, oh, Jesus, you know, like, I mean, this is not linear and it's, like, not going anywhere. And I kept saying, but it looks so nice. But probably, to me, the most spectacular vision of the whole thing was, like, 5 minutes before the end. So you just have to stay. And it's interesting. You know, what is everybody, every movie, you know, oh. I'm trying to think of, like, all the cliche movies. But, you know, whatever, they're all the same. Oh, I rented You, Me, and Dupree. There's... I just felt like a silly comedy, but... You know, you look at The Fountain, and you say, who exactly, like, did Darren Aronofsky think was going to go see this? This movie opened in 1,400 theaters. Under what delusion could a movie studio... think 1,400 theaters worth of people would have, number one, ever heard of this, and number two, had any desire to see it is beyond me. I personally, Darren, you want my advice, sweetheart? The next big Hollywood movie they offer you to direct, do it. Because so far you've only done your own movies, your own vision, your own screenplays. Let's see if you can direct. Okay? Let's see if you can make that jump. Who's that guy that did do Batman Returns? The Memento guy. Now, there was a guy who made a really inventive movie that I absolutely couldn't sit through because I couldn't figure out what the fuck was going on. They ought to run it on a double bill. Memento and 24. You know, for things that Lynn never could figure out what they were about. But this Memento guy, Christopher Nolan, this Memento guy proved that he's the real director. Hand him a Hollywood movie, and he makes it interesting and unique, even though it's not his project. So I think Darren Aronofsky, stop with this already. You made your three movies. See, you can either become Steven Soderbergh now, or you can become Hal Hartley. And keep making more and more obscure movies that the critics like less and less. You know, or you can become Steven Soderbergh, who you couldn't call a sellout because he sits there, he makes big Hollywood movies, he's a fabulous director, they're all successful, and then he does his real movies. I saw The Coming Attractions of the Good German that he directed, starring George Clooney in black and white. It just looks wonderful, you know. And then there's Ocean's 11 and 12, 13, I don't know, all these big Soderbergh movies. This guy is, he found a way to, like, balance a career, you know, between doing the big budget, big Hollywood movies and his own stuff, you know, that people hate. I loved Solaris. I am the only person on this earth who loved Solaris. You liked it? No, I'm the only one. I loved it. I just loved it. I didn't understand that movie either. So anyway, I don't know what the whole point of that was, because I don't like the news. I do not like the news. People are dying in Iraq left and right. It is Bush, the entire Middle East. Has anybody, am I the only one who's noticed this? Iraq is like a disaster, you know, that you don't even want to think about because it's our fault. And Lebanon is about to fall apart. And then there's this weird thing where there's a ceasefire in Gaza. I don't trust that. There's something too weird about that. There's something. The Middle East is in like too much turmoil. The president of Iraq is going to go to Iran. He was going to go to Iran over the weekend, but they put the curfew in Baghdad and shut the airport. So the president of Iraq couldn't go to Iran. And I'm thinking, what is the point being the president of a country if the curfew applies to you? When you're the president, don't you get to say, excuse me, my name is Mr. Talabani? That's the president as opposed to the prime minister. You're going to get me a private plane and put me in a car and I'm going to the airport. I'm going to keep my appointment in Iran. But no, he canceled the whole thing. That must be a really crappy job to be the president of Iraq. When they say to you, no, you don't get a private plane and there's a curfew and not even you can go to the airport. Mr. Talabani, sit down, shut up. But he's going to Iran. Lebanon is about to explode. Iraq is, oh God, I have a story up that's so sad. And the best piece of news is Ecuador. They didn't finish counting the votes, but they're pretty sure. Ecuador just elected an anti-American left-wing president. So we got Ecuador, we got Bolivia, and we got Venezuela, who all hate Bush, none of whom want the free trade deal of the Americas. How fabulous is that? And they want to help the poor people in their country. Oh, my God. How do such people ever get elected? Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
To all former conservatives, welcome to 146. Nice to have you on our side. Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left, 146.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-455-1863 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-455-1863. 1-800-455-1863.
Isn't it time for a change of scenery? Drivers, isn't that why you became a driver in the first place? To be on the move? If you're waiting too much and moving too little, pay attention. Landspan teams have an average dispatch of 2,000 miles. That's right, the scenery's always changing for Landspan teams, and every mile means money. Solos, check out Landspan's Team Driver Match Program. Call 877-247-4795 to join a company just for teams. Call Landspan at 877-247-4795.
Starting a new business? currently have a business, take advantage of all the benefits of an LLC. An LLC combines the personal liability protection of a corporation with the tax benefits and simplicity of a partnership. Just answer a straightforward online questionnaire. LegalZoom.com, although not a law firm, takes care of the rest for you. For a limited time, get a discount by typing in Sirius in the referral box at checkout. Go to LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Ed Schultz, right after Lynn Samuel, 3 p.m. East, noon out West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Oh, I got to tell you about the new store I discovered. But this is, it's only, well, unless you're planning to go to Japan. In Japan, which to my knowledge is a very small country, isn't it? There are like 500 million, it looks like, of these stores. Uniqlo, I have no idea how you pronounce it. U-N-I-Q-L-O. Uniqlo. And what they're famous for is T-shirts. They are famous for reasonably priced T-shirts. They hire some of the most famous Japanese artists to design these T-shirts. And they just churn them out, apparently. They every week they have new designs and, like, other designs disappear. This is like, if you're ever in a Uniqlo store and you see a T-shirt you like, you apparently have to buy it then. Because if you come back the next day or something, it could have disappeared forever. This is their claim to fame. Although they're like a sportswear, you know, like H&M kind of store. So they have tons, millions, thousands, I don't know, it seems like thousands of stores in Japan. And they opened, I should have saved this magazine, but it was, they have this magazine when you go. By the way, if you go in, anybody, they have this huge magazine. Now, you tend to take the magazine as you walk out, which is a mistake, because there are $15 off coupons in the back of the magazine. It's like $15 off if you spend $100 or something, you know, which is not bad. That's 15% off. But you tend to grab the magazine as you're leaving. So let me give you a hint. If you go to this store, take the magazine on your way in and look in the back and get the coupons, which I didn't do. How did I know? I didn't have me to tell me this. So they opened. This is very strange to me. I think they stuck their toe in the water of America in New Jersey. Because you see, it says, you know, like where the stores are, and there's like two pages of stores in Japan. And I'm saying to Garrett, I thought Japan was a small country. Where would they even put all these stores? I don't know, but they're there. Then it says United States. And it says New Jersey. Now, I know this store in New York, in Soho, Broadway between Prince and Spring Street, the heart of Soho, opened a week ago or 2 weeks ago or something. But they have like three stores in New Jersey, in malls, I believe. So I don't know what that was about. All I can figure is maybe they wanted to stick their toe into America, you know, somewhere where it wouldn't make such a splash if they failed. And where I would imagine that they probably had to screw around with the sizing. You know, that I don't think an extra large in Japan is an extra large here. Because I have a listener. It's funny, Richard Bay's brother lives in Japan, and I have a listener whose son is living in Japan. And one thing about Americans in Japan is they stand out. Well, I mean, obviously, because they don't look anything like the Japanese people. But also because they're so much bigger than the average Japanese. An average American is much bigger than an average Japanese person. So I would imagine they had to do a lot of research on sizing. so they can make a nice extra large that I could buy. You know, that I would be happy in their extra large. Although I must say, all their sizes are not the same. Every design extra large is not exactly the same as every other one. You'll be happy to know that even a store that comes from Japan, everything I bought there was all made in China. So we're not the only people exploiting those Chinese people. They're doing it. But this, it's like H&M, you know, if you like into H&M, except for two things, these T-shirts. You go in, and they've just got an entire wall. This store is gigantic, and for you people who care, they have a bathroom. I don't know how many T-shirts there are. There are just, it's overwhelming. It is just overwhelming. And you just want to buy like 20 T-shirts. It's like, oh God, this is so beautiful, and this looks so great, and that one looks so great. And how do you decide what is the reasonable number to buy? You know, what's reasonable? I decided on 4. I said, all right, and you know what it motivated me to do? See, David called me Friday, right? And David motivated me over the weekend. I cleaned my ceiling fans. Oh, you know, ceiling fans are one of the world's greatest inventions. But cleaning them, because all that schmutz is collecting. You'd think if they're spinning, schmutz wouldn't collect, but it does. Or at least, you know, Queens is a very schmutz-heavy place to live. The top of those blades, and I'm afraid of the height. You know, because really what you ought to do is get up on a ladder high enough to reach up and spray something on top and really clean them, but I can't do that. I can take my extender Swiffer duster, the extender one, and clean the top. And then I once bought at Home Depot this weird broom thing. This oval shaped. Not ovular. It's not ovulating. This oval-shaped broom with a hole in the middle that is made to clean ceiling fans. It just slides over your blades. You know. So I did both of those on my 2 ceiling fans, and there was, oh, I was just breathing in this crap. It's just flying all around. Oh, God, how gross. But I was thinking of David cleaning his radiators. How did I get off on that? Well, anyway, this is really a nice store. I recommend it. Anybody who can get to New York, Soho, between Prince and Spring. And if you're anywhere, I don't know, there's one in Edison, New Jersey, and I think 2 others. Uniqlo, U-N-I-Q-L-O. And they do have a website. But I don't find it very user-friendly or anything. And for anybody who's interested, there seems to be a lot of good cruising at the one in Soho. Seems to be a very good cruising spot. Okay. We'll take a break. Oh, God, I can talk about all this horrible, horrible things going on. The most horrible story on my website is Iraq's industry of death. You really have to check that out. I don't even want to talk about it. Lynn Samuels, Serious Left, 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Serious Left 146.
Serious 43 I spin. Dropping classic hip hop. Hosted by the legends who live the music.
This is Dana Dane. Every weekday morning on Backspin.
And this is Curtis Blow.
And I want you to know that these are the boys.
Joints from the east side
to the west side.
Hip hop beats from back in the day.
Cause before the bling,
it was the break dance.
43
Backspin.
The serious spot for classic hip hop.
Serious, the home of NASCAR in 5 weeks.
Refinancing your adjustable mortgage to a low fixed rate or consolidating debts with a flat fee home loan from DITECH.com could save you thousands of dollars.
I told my husband, let me pick the finance company because before we were paying too much for closing costs. So we went with DITECH this time with their $395 flat fee program for refi. There was no hidden fees, no hidden charges, and we paid just that.
I called around other places, but we refinanced our home through Ditech for $395. We reduced our monthly payment, and we reduced the term of our loan, and it was easy.
Ditech.com was like having Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and the Tooth Fairy all in one.
Call Ditech now at 1-800-616-8461, even if you have a credit problem. That's 1-800-616-8461. 1-800-616-8461.
Ditech.com, 3200 Park Center Drive, Costa Mesa, California, 92626. Subject to underwriting approval. For terms, disclosures, and 5P details, go to Ditech.com or call 1-800-616-8461. Equal housing opportunity.
Tom Hartman.
I would suggest that the American people deserve economic freedom, and that means no more multinational corporations being able to use China as their factory floor for products that they intend to sell in the United States. Call me a protectionist. Yes, I believe in protecting American jobs and protecting the United States. I'm a protectionist. Free trade is free to multinational corporations. It's free to nobody else.
Tom Hartman,
noon East, 9 a.m. West on
Real Liberal Talk Radio.
Sirius Left 146. Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Oh, yeah, there you are. The caller is right. There's the picture, the Iraq president and the Iran president. Mr. Talabani was given a red carpet welcome by Iranian President Ahmadinejad at the palace. Mr. Talabani. It's a very chubby fellow, I notice. I noticed he was very chubby. Mr. Ahmadinejad is very ascetic and skinny looking. Because he's a real Muslim. Mr. Talabani is probably just another crook! Just another Bush crook, so he is there. But I still, the point was that how could you be the president and they're going into curfew, you can't fly? I'm the president. What's the point in being the president? You know, jeez. Oh, we have a thing going on here in New York. Oh, we have a story that has become a national story. They did a huge story about this on the BBC already. The shot groom. Oh. Nobody knows what happened. I'll tell you something. Nobody even knows what went on. Three guys go to a sleazy strip club Friday night, for a bachelor party. Guy's going to get married the next day. I guess he's getting married Saturday night. I think this happened Friday night, or Saturday morning it happened. They go to some sleazy strip club in Queens, their first mistake being in Queens, and there are all these undercover police there, and somehow the groom, this is what made it a story. If this had just been three regular guys at the strip club and one of them got killed by the police, it would be a story. But everything needs like a hook to become a big story. Here is this 23-year-old guy who was shot to death by the New York City police. The day he's supposed to get married. And it is just one of these typical things. It happens in every city. Hasn't happened here in a while, I must say. You know, once Giuliani left, you didn't have so much of shooting of random black people. But the fact is, when did you ever hear the police shooting 50 bullets at three white guys? Never happens. Has that ever happened? Man shot the day of his own wedding in a hail of 50 police bullets, and he was white. It's always black guy. Well, you know the police are lying. Oh, well, the DA has to talk to them. The police won't say anything. They won't name the policeman involved. The best little factoid about this slaughter. I mean, what's obvious as you listen to this is that the guys at the bachelor party had no idea these people were policemen. That's the obvious thing. They didn't know they were policemen. oh, he ran into them and he ran into the van. And it's like, it was an unmarked van. They were undercover detectives. How is this guy supposed to, oh, Jesus. But, you know, did you read the best little factoid? The lieutenant who was in charge, when the bullets started flying, hit under the dashboard of the car. The lieutenant in charge hid. So it's when, you know, when people, they're out marching and demonstrating, and they are 100% right. Until somebody can tell me the last time police shot 50 times at three white guys. Jesus. Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left 146. I'll be right back.
Radio, Sirius Left 146.
America's fastest growing radio station.
Because even hardcore conservatives are abandoning their president.
AP Radio News.
I'm Tim McGuire. Al Jazeera reports that a U.S. pilot was killed when his F-16 went down in Iraq's Anbar province. AP's Tom Wagner reports an eyewitness watch as the plane crashed today.
A witness on the ground, an Iraqi who lives nearby, said that he saw the jet flying up and down erratically before it nosedived and exploded into a farm field. And he said other U.S. planes rushed to the scene and were circling around it above.
The U.S. military has not, as of yet, said what caused the crash or the fate of the pilot. U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan says Iraq is close to civil war. Army Major General William Caldwell was asked by AP Radio if it is civil war.
No, what we have right now, what I would tell you is we have violence that are unacceptable levels at the moment, that occurred last week, had been on a downward trend for about four solid weeks.
President Bush scheduled to meet with Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki later this week in Jordan. The Brookings Institution's Michael O'Hanlon tells CBS The Early Show that radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr is trying to scuttle that meeting.
Al-Maliki has to try to convince al-Sadr to back down from this ridiculous request.
At least 10 dead, 25 needing medical treatment following a fire in a group home for the elderly and mentally ill in Anderson, Missouri. AP's Marcus Cable reports little is left.
The structure that was the residential home is a gutted ruin. Smoke is still coming from piles of embers in the middle of the building.
Fire officials are trying to determine the cause of the early morning blaze. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg says he is deeply disturbed by the police shooting death of a groom just hours before his scheduled wedding.
It sounds to me like excessive force was used, but that's up to the district attorney to find out.
Police fired as many as 50 shots into a car being driven by the groom. Two other men in the car were wounded, one critically, in that shooting early Saturday morning. This is AP Radio News. British police say trace levels of radiation have turned up following the radiation poisoning death of a former Russian spy. Correspondent Diana Stetch has more.
British Home Secretary John Reid said that the locations include a hotel and sushi bar in central London. He also said that tests were continuing at other locations throughout the capital. But according to him, there's no need for alarm.
The nature of this radiation is such that it does not travel over long distances, a few centimeters at most.
He's also said he expects the Russian government to help with the investigation and is warned against speculating on how the former spy died before the police inquiry is complete. Diana Stetch, London.
They call it Cyber Monday. Online retailers rolling out special deals today, the e-tail version of Black Friday. Carter Cast runs Walmart.com.
Electronics are selling very well. Flat panel TVs and digital cameras.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 139. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that different. Now, we'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a 40-year-old man on blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $20 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-335-7600. That's 1-800-335-7600. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health and other factors. Not available in all states.
We spend so much time at the office. Late nights, even weekends. There's never enough time at home with family or friends. Good news. There is a way to strike a balance. Get the work done and spend more time at home. Your solution? Go to MyPC. Go to MyPC gives you the power to work on your office PC from home or anywhere. It's so easy to use. After a 2-minute setup, log on to gotomypc.com and your PC desktop instantly appears, just as if you were at the office. All you need is an internet connection. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. GoToMyPC is simply the best remote access service on the market. Serious subscribers can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo Sirius. GoToMyPC. Access your PC from anywhere. Try it free today.
Sirius.
Real truth, real opinion, real liberal talk radio. Sirius Left 146 presents Lynn Samuels.
Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick and rivet in line. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, swell for that Yankee doodle did dumb. Half a million boots went slugging through hell. I was the kid with the drums. Don't you remember? They called. Say, don't
about 2 mouthfuls I needed of yogurt. Oh, our mayor was deeply disturbed by the police shooting 50 shots and killing a groom. But apparently, oh, the mayor of New York, he is such a trip. This guy, you know, the mayor of New York is a billionaire. What's he worth? About $5 billion. Billion. But he's nice. He gives away a lot of money. And until he got a bug up his ass, I think that he should be president. He was going to, when he retired from being mayor, he was just going to become a philanthropist and devote himself full-time to giving away his money. But in the meantime, he believes that he doesn't have to tell the citizens of this city where he is over the weekend. This is like a big thing since he got elected. He doesn't think he owes people the courtesy of where he is. So we have this huge thing, you know, where they shoot the 3 black guys, kill the groom over the weekend, the police. And I couldn't believe it. Do you know that the BBC did a longer story about the shot groom in New York City than any TV news in New York? They must have done a 6-minute story on the BBC. This is bigger than a national story. This is like a huge international story, this shot groom in New York. Well, of course, it turns out, where was the mayor of New York when the police shot into a car 50 times? Oh, God, we thought the Amadou Diallo, the 41 shots. Bruce Springsteen, better update to 50. 41 shots, 31 of them from one cop. 31 of them were... Oh, and the police chief comes out and he says, well, there were 2 blacks, 2 Hispanics, and a white guy. You know, so it's not racial, but it's police. This, you could just tell this was just badly planned, to put it mildly, this undercover. I never knew that when cops go out undercover to nightclubs, they drink. I never knew that. How do you let policemen go out drinking? They can't buy a drink. How many times have you gone to a club, you buy a drink, you put it down, and it disappears? I mean, maybe they think they'd stand out if they weren't drinking. But there's certainly a way to, like, order drinks, have a drink in your hand without drinking. I mean, I think, did anybody give blood alcohol tests to these policemen right after this happened? Oh, I would sincerely doubt it. Man, would I like to see a blood alcohol test. You know, particularly the guy who shot 31 times. Oh, God. So. Oh, all these interesting things managed to wend their way into the public consciousness, such as all 3 of the shot guys had criminal records. But to me, nothing. To me, drugs, mostly. It was drugs. You know, and if you're black and you've ever so much as seen a joint, you know, you have a criminal record. Oh, it is, and they also manage, they say, oh, one of them had a juvenile arrest record. Well, juvenile arrest records are never supposed to be made public. So if any journalists in New York City are listening to me, although the article doesn't make a big deal about the guy's juvenile arrest record, maybe you ought to look into why anybody knows. They certainly leaked that fast enough. So it says Mayor Bloomberg was upset. But Mayor Bloomberg, of course, you know where he was? Where everybody assumes he was, since he won't tell. You think he came back to the city because somebody shot a 23-year-old guy dead in the street? His police shot the guy dead in the street the day he was supposed to be married, please. He was at his mansion in Bermuda. We think. Where he gets to on his private plane. See, it's better to be the mayor of New York than the president of Iraq. Right? They didn't let Taliban go to Iran because there was a curfew. But our mayor, he gets to fly to his mansion in Bermuda on his private plane, and he never came back until whenever he was planning on coming back. He didn't come back early. What's one dead black person, you know? And this is one of those situations. This is just how I don't understand human nature. Do you know what the city of New York should do? They should say, all right, we are going to continue to investigate to try find out exactly what it is that went on. You know, because you're supposed to do that. But in the meantime, while we're doing that, you know, which isn't going to bring the guy back, it isn't going to make this poor woman he was supposed to marry feel any better. You know what we're going to do? It's obvious we did something wrong. I think that's obvious. You don't have to cross every T and dot every I. Five policemen undercover at a strip club who are allowed to drink. Something did something wrong. See, you know what? Mrs., you didn't quite get to be Mrs. whatever. Got two kids by him. $10 million should do it. Right? You think $10 million? I think that would do it. Just take it. They'll go to college. You'll buy a house. You'll have a nice life. We are really sorry. And you say to the other two shot guys, both of which also have families, all right, you're not going to die. You're not going to, I don't think they're going to be crippled. One of them wasn't hurt badly at all. One of them, I'm not sure. One of them was hurt worse. You know what? Here's a couple of million for you. Here's a couple of million from you. Send the kids to college. And in the meantime, we'll continue investigating because it is obvious to anybody that the city, the police did something wrong. That's all. Oh, they made up a new thing. Oh, God, there's a new disease. We'll put it on the list with 166 people, or one out of 166 are autistic. And PAD. There's a, you know what it's called? I never heard. Contagious shooting. There's a contagious shooting, which actually makes perfect sense. These cops are undercover. Now, I think they had things in their ears. Or maybe the lieutenant who hid under the dashboard. That's the guy they ought to fire first. Just, if that fact is true, he's in charge, he's the supervisor, and he hears a gun go off and he hides under the dashboard. Get rid of him! Now! Anyway, contagious shooting is what they think happened is, like, one cop started shooting. And then the other cops hear the shooting, but they're undercover. So they think that somebody's shooting at them. They don't know it's the cop shooting at an innocent, unarmed car full of people. So then they start shooting. So they're going to go, oh, see, they didn't do anything wrong because they thought their lives were in danger. Well, you know, you shouldn't be a fucking undercover cop. You know, be a crossing guard. That's all I go be a crossing guard. I know, please listen to me. But please. Oh, God. What was the other weird thing that came out about this that I don't know. It'll come back to me. There's some other weird little factoid floating around about this that either we shouldn't know or it shows what idiots they are. I still don't know how you let cops go out and get drunk. Oh, one of our other famous shootings was Amadou Diallo, was the poor guy standing in his vestibule, you know, And they're yelling at him, and he doesn't understand them. That was the 41 shots. Well, you know, they never really disciplined the policeman who did that. Oh, they didn't do anything criminal. Oh, they thought he was shooting. You know, two of them are now firemen. They take care of their own, I'll tell you. They take care of their own. You shoot yourself down, a black person in New York, and the city will just take care of you. I don't know, when Christine Quinn, when we have a lesbo mayor, that is going to be so cool. You know, poor Ruth Messenger, she couldn't make it to be the first female mayor of New York. But we are going to end up with a mayor that's going to out-butch the one we have now. We are going to end up with a mayor more masculine than Bloomberg. We're going to end up with old Christine Quinn. Is she going to be the first lesbo mayor? How many mayors are? I'm going to have to ask Michelangelo. Like, how many cities have had lesbo mayors? That's going to be a big thing. See, Nancy Pelosi, you may be the first woman speaker of the House, but you're straight. You know, Hillary could be the first president of the first woman president, but we're going to have the first lesbo mayor. I'd vote for her, except she's not far enough to the left or lesbo. See, you think if somebody's a lesbian, they'd be to the left. I don't know why, but I would. Here is a story when we come back. I really have to take this down. I have had this story up, oh my God, for 5 days? I'm going to kill myself. But I am fascinated by this story, a story that never got much traction in the national media, about having to register your animals. No, not your little pussycat or anything. Like farmers. They were going to make farmers register every last cow, chicken, duck, and goose. It's the chirkin-deuce. That was like some children's thing, the chirkin-deuce. I have no idea what it was. I just remember it was on a 78 record. Turkey, chicken, cow, and goose. And it was like something, it sounds obscene now, but it didn't sound obscene when I was like six, you know. And I don't think the chirkin-deuce made it like onto DVDs or CDs. All right, I'll tell you more about this animal identification. It's not enough they have to track us. They were going to have to track every last farm animal in the United States of America, but the Democrats won. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Ed Schultz riles up the righties at 3 p.m. East, noon West. Stephanie Miller spins the right-wing spin at 9 East, 6 West. And Bill Press starts your day with a dose of common sense. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West.
This is Sirius Left, 146.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, phishing attacks, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam firewalls and web filters.
Barracuda Network's firewalls protect against all these threats by providing effective content filtering, IM policy management, spyware removal, and complete email security, all from a simple network appliance that's affordable and easy to use. Tell your boss or IT administrator today that you know how to stop spyware, adware, spam, viruses, malicious traffic,
even detect and remove infections already on your network
by calling Barracuda Networks at 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM,
and ask for your free trial.
More than 35,000 leading companies around the world rely on Barracuda Networks spam firewalls and web filters to ensure their privacy and safety. So choose the firewall that won Network Computing Magazine's Editor's Choice for 2 years running. Get started today by trying a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM,
888-ANTI-SPAM,
or go online to barracuda.com.
Stephanie Miller, left-wing wacko, and
proud of it.
They're givers, the Republicans.
They would never want to be a party that, I don't know, wins an election gay-bashing or anything like that. Peter in D.C. on the Foley scandal. Hey, Peter.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, honey. Go ahead.
There's a book coming out about Foley. It's quite the page-turner.
Oh! Ah!
Penalty box, rest of the show.
The Stephanie Miller Show.
9 p.m. East, 6 West on
Real Liberal Talk Radio.
Sirius Left 146.
Start your day the liberal way. Bill Press, mornings at 6 East, 3 West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
So our fabulous government, I just have to go off on a tangent. I went down to the village also over the weekend where I used to live, and I ate chow mein. I went to one Chinese restaurant I used to go to and ate chow mein for lunch. And I said, they don't have the, you know what's not in chow mein anymore? First of all, I am really into the shredded versus chunks. Everything is shredded. Chow mein used to be huge chunks of celery and stuff, and now it's shredded. And what is missing? The slices of, I guess, are they water chestnuts? What were the things they used to have in chow mein? They were discs, which lead me to believe they were sliced from something. Crunchy discs. Water chestnuts. No. So I eat at one of my old neighborhood Chinese restaurants, and I say, and the sauce, see, where I live, no matter what you order, there's brown sauce on it. And I dream of white sauce. White Chinese sauce, and you only get white Chinese sauce on chow mein. Although it's watered down, you don't get the discs, the water chestnuts. And instead of beautiful hunks of celery and stuff, you get the shredded. I mean, I know why it is. I guess they save money, you know. They're giving you less food. So I ate the lunch special at one restaurant. And then I walked a block down and got takeout chicken chow mein from the other restaurant, which I ate yesterday. So that has nothing to do with anything. But as I'm walking toward the subway, I run into one of my old neighbors. Now, I can't remember how we discovered this about each other, because this was not a person who lived in my building, this guy or anything. But it turned, when I was in my 20s, I was hanging out with people in their middle 40s in this theater group. I've never hung out with people my own age. I only, when I was young, I liked older people. Now I'm old, I like younger people, whatever. But somehow this neighbor of mine in the village and I discovered he is the son of one of the people I used to hang out with in the theater group. So I was keeping up with it, with all these people through him. Oh, God, I hope nobody who knows him is listening. And now, pretty much, they're all dead. You know, all these people, because they were 20 years older than me. So if I'm in my 60s, they'd be in their 80s. So mostly, they're all dead anyway. Including his parents, you know, who I was friends with. But, and this guy is like the nicest guy, and he, you know, it's weird because I knew him by, I don't even want to say his first name, but you know, his name with an IE on the end. And of course, because he was 10 when I knew him. But the weirdest thing is that I had an affair with his father. And I don't know, to this day, should I tell this guy that I had an affair with his father? Or, like, would it freak him out? I mean, his father was in his 40s and I was in my 20s. It's not like I had an affair with his father yesterday. But his father's dead now. Would you want to know? You wouldn't want to know if your father had an affair. I guess he wouldn't want to know his mother had an affair with everybody. No, not your mother, but I had this fabulous affair with his father. Would he want to know that his father had the biggest thing on earth? His father. I can't even tell you how big his father's penis was. You wouldn't want to know that about your father, Garrett. Like, it's not just... I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, would it have bothered me? Nobody likes to think about their parents having sex together. But this isn't like his parents having sex. It's like his father sleeping with me. We had a great time. All right, I won't ever tell him. But then some people would want to know. Some people would want to know. But I don't know if I didn't know him that well. This is just, whoever has, this is like something you read in a novel, right? Or it's in a movie. And you say, this is like so unbelievable, right? That she's, at least acquaintances, I wouldn't even say friends, acquaintances with the son of a man she had an affair with, right? But he does. I guess it would only be relevant if I were going to have an affair with him. Then it would be like Boston Legal. You know, then it would turn out like we're Denny Crane. Wasn't it fabulous last night? Was that the best Boston Legal or what? It was like one of the best Boston Legals ever. Because Dick Wolf wrote it. First of all, when he writes them, they're the best. That, you know, William Shatner was having an affair with this midget, who it turns out is the daughter of Delta Burke. Who, if they didn't tell you that this was Delta Burke, you wouldn't recognize her. Because, man, has she had a lot of plastic surgery done on her. She vaguely resembles Delta Burke, but in fact, I think I did see it before I ever noticed that Delta Burke was in it. I think I actually saw Delta Burke on Boston Legal before I ever saw that she was in it. And I had no idea that was Delta Burke. You know, if somebody looked vaguely sort of familiar, maybe, but she certainly doesn't look like Delta Burke. Which, when you think about it, is such an odd name, isn't it? When you saw her on TV every week, it didn't seem strange. So it turns out that Denny Crane is having sex with Delta Burke's daughter, but he used to have an affair with Delta Burke. See, I'm like in the same situation. Only if I would have sex with this guy, which I wouldn't. And then turned out that perhaps the midget that he was having sex with was his daughter. This is not like a very realistic program for anybody who's never watched it. You get that idea? This is not like true to... But in many ways, on a deeper level, it is true to life. Oddly, in a strange way, it really is. So then it turns out that, thank God, he is not the father of the midget he's been sleeping with. They found that out last night. But the midget, Bethany... See, I don't like this because Bethany is, I think, about to disappear from the show, and I love Bethany. I am so crazy about that little midget woman. She's fabulous. She really is. She's great. So Delta Burke is like, well, if you're not going to be with my daughter anymore, come back with me. And he doesn't want to. And then what else happened last night? Oh, the crazy little murderer took Candace Bergen hostage. Mark Valley. See, sometimes I know these people by their characters' names, and sometimes I know them by their actor names. Mark Valley, who is so handsome, he never gets any credit on that show. And this guy, Kojo, who I can't stand, have a fist fight. Some guy's got, you know, holding a gun on Candace Bergen, but also some insane woman is about to, I think, try to kill James Spader. And the fabulous thing about them withholding Boston Legal from us for so long, you know what it is? They made us wait, what, 3 weeks? Then they put it on Sunday, the wrong night. But we only have to live through tonight without it. And then part two of this amazing two-part Boston Legal is on tomorrow night again. So we're right back on track. We are just right back on track. With I can't imagine how Tuesday can be any better than last night. It was just wonderful. And the thing I usually have to do on Sunday night, I didn't have to do. Well, believe me, I would have been watching Boston Legal, but nobody would have known. All right, so this animal identification, the Agriculture Department was going to make every farmer in America register every pig, cow, chicken, duck, and goose separately. And they were going to make a database. And, of course, why were they going to do this? Why were they going to do to keep us all safe? Isn't that why they do everything? To keep us all safe from disease. See, I couldn't figure out why they were doing it, to tell you the truth. Whether it was, well, the disease tracking, I'm sure was part of it. But could it have been like practice for the database of all of us? They figure like we'll start with the chickens and the ducks and the geese. You know. And we'll get everything working, and then when we force everybody to be part of a real database, believe me, that's partly what Deja Vu is about. It's about a database and them spying on every single person in America 24/7, which they are from the satellites. They really are. And the National Animal Identification System, they were really going to do that. Now, the cattle ranchers didn't want, nobody wanted to do this, none of the farmers, because of course, who was going to have to pay for this? Not the government. The farmers were going to have to pay, first of all. And why do they need to know? They go, oh man, cow disease and bird flu and shove it up your ass. So I have no idea why. They probably decided not to do it because the Democrats won. Actually. So they're going to do it. It's going to be voluntary, so nobody's going to do it. There you go. That's it. Oh, the reason I actually brought up this guy that I used to know that I ran into is, you know what I found myself saying? We're standing there and we're going, oh, but the Democrats won, so everything will be better. Everything. It's like we really believe somewhere deep in our hearts that nirvana is about to settle over America. When you know what the truth is? The truth is all the chickens are going to come home to roost. All the Republican chickens, you know, the housing market is crashing. And everybody's playing with words. It's like Iraq. Oh, there's going to be a civil war in Iraq if we leave. What would you call what is going on there now? What would you call what is... It's semantics. This story I have up called the industry... Iraq's industry of death will make you just sick to your stomach. That people, you know, there are no jobs there. There's nothing there. Everybody's leaving. Anybody with 5 cents is leaving Iraq. And now they say even people with no money, it's just, they're interviewing these people who, one guy, this is the spirit of entrepreneurship. He has started a business. You know what his business is? Scraping the blown up bits of people's bodies off the streets and cleaning up the streets when people get blown up. There's an entrepreneur, because there are no regular jobs, and he's just scraping flesh off, you know, the front of your house, off the cars, you know, when people... And one of the guys in this article says, Everybody who's here, we're all going to die. We're just all going to get killed. We know it. Anybody who stays here is going to get killed. You walk out of your house, you get killed. You go to the store, you get killed. And anybody with money is leaving. The doctors are leaving. Every educated person with any money is leaving Iraq. I am telling you, this country is going to pay for this, man. You know, that not, you know, just if they come and bomb us. But somehow, karmically, spiritually, how can you do this to people? How can you do this? You know, this thing of, you know, Garrett's theory, you know, oh, well, it'll be better in the future. These people are not living in there. These people are trying to live now. They're trying to live now. Oh, Jesus. It's a war crime. This is a crime against humanity. How is this any different than Hitler? You know, we're not taking them to concentration camps. We're like turning where they live into a slaughterhouse. How is that different than the worst thing anybody's ever done? Oh, God, I can't even think about it. I really can't. But what's going to happen now is the housing market is crashing. People are not able to pay their mortgages because these idiots got these idiotic, you know, balloon payments and what do you call those? You know, where you start paying a low sum every month and then it goes up. So, and the dollar, now I never understand this dollar. It's high, dollar's low. But when somebody explains it to me in rational terms, you know, the dollar is falling, which means that the reason our streets here in New York are full of European tourists is their money is worth much more here. We are up to about a pound is $1.93. They used to be sort of even, a pound and a dollar, and now the pound is worth nearly twice as much. So, like, if we go to Europe, everything costs twice as much. Well, if we go to England anyway, although we're falling against the euro, and if they come here, everything costs half as much. So it literally, for fairly wealthy Europeans, it's literally worth their while to come here to do their Christmas shopping, actually. Even last year, there was some article, you know, figuring out all the airfare and the hotel and how much money they spend. And if you spend enough money on Christmas gifts and you're like British, you could save money by coming and doing your shopping in New York. How about that? So our economy is like not in good shape. And who's going to be in charge when it all crashes? The Democrats. Now, do you think people are smart enough to say, well, this obviously couldn't have happened in like the last 3 months? This is the accumulation of what's been going on for 6 years. No, they're going to blow when the housing market crashes. They're going to say, look at that, you elected Democrats, the housing market crashed. They are, mark my words. Because they're already writing articles about how Nancy Pelosi has failed. I don't think she even started yet, but she failed already. Lynn Samuels, Series Left, 146.
Radio for the real defenders of the red, white, and blue.
Real liberal talk radio.
Series Left, 146.
So now, everyone go to slide 10 of the PowerPoint I sent you.
Oh, which version? I got one at 5 p.m. and one at 8 p.m.
I think version 3. Sent around 9 p.m. last night.
Okay, I've got it open. Wait, slide 10? With the graphs?
No, not the graphs. The pie charts. The big orange ones.
What's he talking about? Are your conference calls frustrating and ineffective because nobody is on the same page? With GoToMeeting, your conference calls instantly become more effective because you show your computer screen so everyone is literally on the same page. Present your PowerPoint, demonstrate products, train groups of people, or collaborate on documents. Launch your meeting on the fly or schedule it in advance. And best of all, you can hold unlimited meetings for one low flat rate. Serious subscribers can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code SIRIUS. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code SIRIUS. Try GoToMeeting free today.
JR back again for Sinus Buster's new PMS formula. All natural relief from the headaches, the mood swings, the bloating, the cramps. Homeopathic herbs, the power of the pepper with capsaicin hot pepper extract. The difference between Sinus Buster PMS formula and other over-the-counter stuff that's basically aspirin, Sinus Buster works. Safe to use, FDA registered, and available without a prescription at 2,000 stores nationwide or at sinusbuster.com.
A 20-year-old student from Texas, Ryan P., made a staggering $267,000 in the first year just by giving away free satellite TV system certificates. You can start getting paid $75 each just for passing out certificates. Call now to order your 1,000 free satellite system gift certificates. You could make as much as $75,000 in your first couple of months. Get in on the simplest way to make money. Call 1-866-373-6891. That's 1-866-373-6891.
Alex Bennett, mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
You know what else is, not only is Nancy Pelosi, they really, I have never seen anything like this. You know, so they had some argument over who was going to be the, I don't know, the one under her, whatever you call that. I forget, the majority leader. Yeah, she's the speaker. So what? I mean, that's what politics is, knifing each other in the back and arguing over, you know, oh, he's going to have a little more power. Then there's this whole thing about who's going to be the head of the Intelligence Committee. That Jane Harman is supposed to be the head of the Intelligence Committee because she's the ranking member. But Nancy Pelosi hates Jane Harman. See, they're making it sound like the male politicians, they didn't hate each other. Right? Only because this woman, you know, because, oh, Nancy Pelosi hates Jane Harman. Could we remind people about the coup against Newt Gingrich when like, a bunch of them got together to try to overthrow Newt, and they were all men? But they want to make this a catfight. So Nancy Pelosi supposedly hates Jane Harman and doesn't want Jane Harman to be the head of the Intelligence Committee. She wants Alcee Hastings, who was impeached as a judge in 1989. And all I did, oh, the Sunday shows loved this. Well, as much of them as I watched. But they loved this story. How she's against corruption. And how can you pick someone so unqualified as Alcee Hastings, who is one of only five people ever to be impeached by the House of Representatives? If you impeach a judge, the House does it. He was actually impeached as a federal judge by the House of Representatives in Washington. How can you put such an unqualified person in charge of the Intelligence Committee? And I'm sitting at home and I'm going, why does being an impeached judge make you unqualified to run the House Intelligence? Why? Does it mean you don't know anything about intelligence? Why? I mean, what does one thing have to do with another? Does that one thing have anything to do with another? I don't think so. So she's already a big old failure, Nancy, and she's not even being sworn into like January sometime, the 20th, 23rd, something like that, but she's failed already. And the other great thing is I'm perusing Newsweek, because do you know there are actual talk radio hosts who like follow the news over the weekend when they're not on the air? I know sometimes listening, it would be hard to believe that, but some of us do. I would say it's because we have no lives, but so many of the hosts have no lives. There's an article in Newsweek. I don't know if it's in Newsweek, the magazine, or it's a web exclusive, which means really shitty article. They go, Time, web exclusive, Newsweek, web exclusive. It means even shittier than the crap in the magazine. That's what that means. Do you know that Sacha Baron Cohen's next movie, which is about Bruno, the gay fashionista, the gay Austrian fashion, do you know that's already a total absolute failure? Did you know that? This news cycle has spun up so fast that you don't even have to do anything anymore and you're a failure. And Nancy, don't get sworn in as the Speaker of the House. Just resign already because obviously you're not up to the job. Oh, Sacha Baron Cohen, you didn't even make your second fucking movie. Just give up because it's going to be the biggest failure in the history of Hollywood. Okay, gee whiz. Let's just read Newsweek. All right, what is the best story? Did I tell you, did I mention Ecuador on the air or I just mentioned it to you? I said it on the air, right? Yes, I did. Because I remember saying I didn't say it as well as I wanted to say it. All right, let me get rid of this. I am not even updated on the Michael Richards stories. Because there is a quote in the story from Saturday. You know, Michael Richards went on the radio with Jesse Jackson yesterday. Don't ask. First of all, who even gets Jesse Jackson's radio programs? Do we even have it? If it's not on Sirius, nobody listens. And he's all, oh, he thinks a kind, you know, shut up already. You and Jesse Jackson, who gives it? But you want to quote these two black guys, these two scumbags. Am I allowed to call you scumbags? They want to meet with Michael Richards and they want a face-to-face apology. And maybe they should go all meet with a retired judge who'll give them some money. See, she's like threatening to sue him. So in order to not sue him, she wants them to him to give them money. But do you want to hear a sentence? Gloria Allred is, she gives the word shyster a bad name. Our clients were vulnerable, said Allred. He went after them. He singled them out and he taunted them. And he did it in a closed room where they were captive. They were captive. It was like the slave ship comedy club, where when you go in, only if you're black, they wouldn't do it to like me and Garrett. If you are black, you are chained to the wall of the comedy club and held captive. This woman should be disbarred. Disbarred, Gloria, disbarred. Do you believe that they were captive in the comedy club? Chained to the wall, yes, in that slave ship section. These people are insane, but that's not the most insane story. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
For real liberal talk radio, this is Sirius Left, 146.
Hey, I'm Pete Domnick, the host of Comedy by Request on Sirius Raw Dog. And have I got your problem solved for the holidays? Give the gift of Sirius. We'll give you a free month for any Sirius radio you buy before December 31st. That your friend turns on before January 31st. Your Christmas shopping problem is solved. Or Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa. Just give a gift. Happy holidays to you from the Sirius family.
To qualify, you must register for your free month by December 31st at Sirius.com/gift. And your friend must activate their subscription by January 31st.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen.
Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-803-6830. 1-800-803-6830. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure. 1-800-803-6830.
Alex Bennett.
The Center for Constitutional Rights. Filing with German prosecutors a charge of war crimes against Donald Rumsfeld in torturing and so on at the Abu Ghraib prison to convict and go after people for war crimes no matter where they're committed in the world. That means that they can't ever go to Germany.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Oh, I always... How can I forget? I don't know. Yes, it was the comedy club, the brand new comedy club in L.A., Amistad. Oh, Gloria. All right, I have to take that to... And I have a lovely story about a pussycat that 17 days was in a container. He went from Israel to London and lived. The most beautiful pussycat. You have to click on the story. He is a white cat. And you know when they say people have like two different colored eyes and you can never tell? This cat, I never saw it. The cat has got one blue eye and one green eye. The brightest blue and the brightest green you ever saw. And the cat actually survived 17 days in a container. And he's beautiful. It's a good thing Garrett didn't find him. He would have killed him. So we have that, because I have to take that down. And we have the Bobby Dooley of the Month story. Only Phil Hendry fans know what that means. A homeowners association in southwestern Colorado has ordered a woman to take down her Christmas wreath because her Christmas wreath is in the shape of a peace sign. Oh, my God! Peace! Well, we can't fucking have any fucking peace for Christmas! Get that peace sign wreath down! Because these people who have children fighting in Iraq and you're offending them! And this poor woman who put up the sign says, "You can't put up anything considered divisive." And peace! What the hell divides people more than the idea of peace? Fuck peace! Unbelievable. So she said, oh, and not only is it divisive and offensive to have your Christmas wreath in the shape of a peace sign, but as we all know, it is a symbol of Satan. We are right back. Oh, you don't remember that. Garrett is not old enough to remember. That peace sign is the broken cross. It's a sign of Satan. You didn't know that, I bet. No, see? So the head of the Homeowners Association says, get this down. The poor woman who put it up said, "I don't even mean it for the Iraq war. I just mean, you know, it's like Christmas and it's about peace and love. It's not like specific to anything. Peace." So the head of the Homeowners Association, Mr. Bobby Dooley, the Architectural Control Committee has to require that things be taken down. The head of the Homeowners Association can't do it alone. So he told the committee to tell her to take it down. And you know what? The whole committee resigned. But that wasn't, that's not enough for him. He won't give up. The man will not give up. And he wants her to take it down. And she's now pissed off. She said, like, I didn't put this up as a political statement. You know, I find that a little hard to believe. She said, but you know something? I'm not going to let them push me around. I'm not going to let them. So now I'm not taking it down. You know, I'm just not taking down the you know, oh, this guy is like so crazy. His last name is Kearns. Somebody could put up signs that say drop bombs on Iraq. Well, we are dropping. If you let one go up, you have to let them all go up. And anyway, we all know that the peace sign is the sign of Satan. So that's what's going on in Colorado. I'll leave that story up. All right, thank you, Garrett. If any of us is alive, we'll see each other tomorrow. Bye.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Al Jazeera Television reports a U.S. Air Force pilot is dead after his jet crashed in Iraq's Anbar province. The news agency showing TV footage of the wreckage. AP's Tom Wagner reports the military is saying little beyond confirming that the plane went down.
The F-16 was supporting coalition ground forces at the time. A statement by the U.S. military didn't say what the suspected cause of the crash might be at this point, or even the fate of the pilot.
UN Chief Kofi Annan thinks Iraq is close to civil war. The U.S. military does not agree. Iraq's president is in Iran for a meeting today. Later in the week, the Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, meets with President Bush in Jordan. The Brookings Institution's Michael O'Hanlon tells CBS The Early Show, Jordan's King Abdullah is right to worry about spreading civil war in the Middle East.
He's always been an astute observer of his region, and he knows how to talk to American audiences and put things in concrete terms that we can recognize as well. I think he's absolutely right.
Meanwhile, the New York Times says a draft report from the Iraq Study Group suggests the U.S. should talk with Iran and Syria about Iraq. The note read, do you know what anthrax is and do you know what a bomb is? The Lincoln Memorial closed today after that note, and two bottles were found in a women's restroom at the D.C. landmark. Hazardous material screws and protective suits have been seen at the memorial. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg wants a thorough investigation of the weekend police shooting death of a groom on his wedding day.
We will tell everybody everything we know, when we know it, and not speculate.
Undercover police officers fired as many as 50 shots outside a Queens strip club early Saturday morning. All Anderson Mayor Bob Cochran could do was watch as fire gutted a group home for the mentally ill in his southwest Missouri town.
A raging fire quickly burning ceiling in the roof area.
Fire officials say there are 10 dead and 24 people were hurt in that early morning blaze. And the Dow is down 162. This is AP Radio News. Nearly 3 weeks after Election Day, a House race in Ohio has been decided, maybe. A county elections chief in Columbus says Republican Congresswoman Deborah Price narrowly wins re-election by 1,055 votes over Mary Jo Kilroy. That victory depends on a required recount. AP correspondent Andrew Welsh Huggins is in Columbus.
As far as Price is concerned, the race is over. She says she's heading back to Washington to work on the remaining issues for this lame duck session, and then she's prepared to go back to work in January as the congresswoman. Her challenger, Mary Jo Kilroy, is saying almost the exact opposite.
Two people hurt when a house in Newcastle, Pennsylvania was blown to bits today. Fire officials are investigating the possibility of a natural gas explosion. Electronics, from the big ticket big screens to gaming systems and music players, getting at least the once over in online shopping on Cyber Monday. Craig Berman is with Amazon.com, says everything's selling well. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Are you a homeowner or do you own rental property? Well, if you do, then it's time you found out about special LLCs. A special LLC allows you greater tax savings, privacy, and will protect your assets in the event of a lawsuit. With lawsuits on the rise, it's now more important than ever to keep yourself, your family, and your assets protected. To protect your personal property, rental property, or your business, call the knowledgeable experts at Nevada State Corporate Network right now at 866-854-5282. To protect your most valuable assets, you need to act now. Don't wait another day. Don't wait until it's too late. Call now. They can protect your home, your rental property, or business
business by setting up the right structure for you, and they can do it right over the phone. In only a few minutes, they can set up a special LLC or corporation in all 50 states and get you the protection you must have. Get the protection you need and all the tax benefits you're entitled to. Call 866-854-5282. 866-854-5282. That's 866-854-5282.
Hi, I'm the laptop guy, and this is my dog, Zoe. Got laptop problems? Our $29 promotion was so popular, we're extending it through the end of the year. At the Laptop Guy Garage, we fix thousands of laptops every year and make laptop repair fast and affordable. Our mechanics will diagnose your laptop and give you an estimate for just $29. That's right, Zoe. $29 covers the box, shipping to our garage, and a complete diagnosis. Just call 1-888-BUZZ-ZOE or log on to LaptopGuy.com and click on the Zoe 100.
Are you looking to buy a truck of your own? Now's the time with zero down. This is Craig Harper for J.B. Hunt, and we've purchased hundreds of new trucks this year, and now we're releasing units for lease purchase. These Freightliners have passed inspection and carry the current warranty, plus they're less than 3 years old and without the 2007 emission standards for increased miles per gallon. Receive 85 cents per mile, plus fuel surcharge and fuel relief, totaling over a dollar per mile paid on all miles. Get started with zero down for a limited time. Call 1-800-2-JB-HUNT.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp toll-free 1-800-225-5515 and learn how to get your free information. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-225-5515. That's 1-800-225-5515. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product, call 1-800-225-5515. 1-800-225-5515.
What's your most productive time of day? Odds are it's not after lunch. According to researchers, that's when 74% of us hit the wall. Now you can get over that wall with 5-Hour Energy. Just one quick drink of 5-Hour Energy will help you feel alert and productive for hours. 5-Hour Energy is packed with B vitamins, enzymes, and amino acids, zero sugar, and just enough caffeine. So when you hit the wall, drink a 5-Hour Energy. It's available at Walgreens, 7-Eleven, GNC, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shoppe.
From the heart of America, the nation's number one progressive voice, where truth and common sense rule.
Customer service.
This is the Ed Schultz Show, where America comes to talk. And now, Ed Schultz.
The next available agent will be with you.
It's already started, hasn't it? Hello, Americans. Good to be back with you after a four-day turkey hiatus, or whatever you want to call it. Hope you had a blessed and well-rested holiday season. Let's get after it here on a Monday as we roll it into the holiday season. Whatever your holiday is, I hope it's a good holiday coming up. Every day is a holiday here on the Ed Schultz Show. 1-877-934-6833. So I talked to my buddy Stu today. Now, this is why we live here in the big country. Up here in River City, Mosquito City. Good old, I'll take the mosquitoes over trying to find a parking spot in the Garden State Mall for the short period of time of 45 minutes. Where's the management here? Put a sign up there and say, this parking lot is full. You know, it's like one in, one out kind of a deal. I don't know. Where's the management here?
Customer service.
How long would you wait to get a parking spot at the mall? I guess I'm kind of maybe about a 5-minute guy. No, honey, not that. Don't worry about it. I'm more of a five minute guy. I mean, and then I'm going to dial 1-800. Now, you are going to be inundated with a tremendous amount of commercials, obviously on radio and on television. And my answer to this is, my advice to you folks is pay attention to them. Pay attention to them. I mean, so he spends 45 minutes trying to get a parking spot. Then, of course, when you get in there, you got to get something to eat. You can't shop on an empty stomach. Oh, absolutely. At the Garden State Mall, they've got a food court that will absolutely you know, second to none. It's like the old Roman Empire. I mean, it's just grapes everywhere, right? And then, of course, if you want to go to the bathroom, hey, you might have to take a number, maybe number 175, and you just better hold it. Are we having fun yet? The shopping season is on, folks. Black Friday weekend started very strong. I guess that shows that the economy's rolling, which is good. 140 million shoppers hit the stores the day after Thanksgiving and through the weekend. They're spending an average of $360.15. That's up 18.9% from last year, which is fantastic. We have no problem in America when it comes to credit card debt. Throw it on the plastic, enjoy it under the tree, have your relative or your favorite feel fine about it, and just let's move on to 07, because we're all going to hell anyway, right? We got three civil wars that are on the verge of just breaking out all over the Middle East. We'll get to all the hard news in a few moments. Hang on. So sales increasing 6% overall for Friday, 8.9 billion. Now, this is good news. This is good news for America. It's good news in many respects, but it also shows that you know, Americans are willing to move forward. I think it has a lot to do with the election. I do. I think that people feel confident that there's going to be some checks and balances. I think the 07 economy is going to be taken off. I really do. I think this is a time to invest. Cyber Monday today. Internet moving a little bit slow, right? Well, I guess it is, because there's so many people out there. Going to be 61 million people planning to shop online today. 83% of e-tailers plan to offer some free shipping promotion. Total holiday-related buying on the Internet is forecast to jump 24%. In parallel that to the total of expected to be $24 billion. Now, look. You want to get a bed, you want to get Bose headset, you want to get some flowers, you want to do whatever, pajama gram, whatever. I mean, just go right on down the list right here on the Ed Schultz Show. Hey, we're in business too. Now, many of you are upset with me by now. All right, Eddie, when are you going to get to the news? This is the news. But Americans feel good about what's going on out there, and they're willing to go out there and take a chance and maybe go into a little debt and feel good about the country. I think it's important that we feel that way. And I don't think that there's plenty of bad news out there. Heck, we got that one dude still apologizing to everybody for the N-word. We got a horrible shooting in New York. We got to get to the bottom of that. We got Congress looking at investigations. We've got three civil wars that could break out by the first of the year of 07. I mean, if you want bad news out there, let's get some bad news. Want to talk about media consolidation? Okay, we'll do that today with Jonathan Adelstein from the FCC. We'll get into that in a little bit. Want to talk about how the South Koreans are killing cats and dogs because they're concerned about the flu? Okay, we can get into that too. But look, the last thing, if you're running a small business, the last thing you want to hear is that things are off. Things aren't going very good. Now, I'm here to tell you that the best way to eliminate your frustration is to dial 1-800 and support the products that are on Progressive Talk Radio. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I've already had my frustration. Now, I've been thinking about this for a long time. No, it wasn't 45 minutes in a parking lot, because I'm not going to wait that long. Because there are easier ways to shop. And I can eat at home. I've got the married to the best cook in America. And no, I can't hold it while another 170 people go to the can. I can't do that. But I've had my eye on this Lund boat, this little fishing boat that I have wanted, and I've thought about this for at least 6 months, and I thought about it through the summer. I don't want a big boat. I've had a big boat. I mean, I've had a 30-footer. I've had a 25-footer. I've been through all that inboard crap, and, you know, I've been through all that, and fishing gear. I just want to simplify. And all I want, and see, in Minnesota, in New York Mills, Minnesota, they build Lund boats, okay? And they've been building these boats for decades. But it's just like anything else. They've been purchased by the big boys, okay? So I've been thinking about buying, I don't want a 16-footer, and I don't want a 12-footer. I want a little 14-foot rowboat that I can go out. This would be a great Christmas present to myself. They're not very expensive. I could even put it on low payments if I want to over a period of time. But I thought that this would be a neat little Christmas gift. And, of course, you know, when the kids come around with their kids, I mean, what are you going to... You going to teach little kids how to, on the lake, how to operate a boat with a 28-footer? No. It's not practical anymore. And besides that, I don't want a 25-horsepower engine on a 14-foot boat. I want a 6-horsepower. I think when you get older, you go slower. I don't know. But, okay, it's going to be perfect. I don't have to go anywhere fast on the lake. I don't have, I've got a ski boat enough to water ski behind it, okay? I just want a little boat. So I can go out in the boat and get a 6-horsepower. It's going to be good on gas. So we go to the dealer. And I thought, well, a Christmas, we even have the tree in the back of the pickup truck. We've just picked up the tree and we're in the Christmas spirit over the weekend. Turkey is all done. We've consumed plenty of it. Now let's go. All right, let's start the Christmas shopping. So we pull into the dealership. And I see there's it's not a 14, it's a 16, and it's got a 25-horsepower Merc on it. Well, I don't want that one. First of all, it's too expensive. This is what I want to spend, and this is what I might spend over time. So I go in there, and we start talking to the guy. They just can't sell you a Lund boat.